Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Hey. Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen Tic-Tac-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. Tic-Tac. Refresh your good vibes.
Bei Action gibt es immer extrem niedrige Preise. Diese Woche 50 Palazzo Kaffeebecher XL-Packung nur 5,77. Oder weiche Hotel Royal Handtücher nur 2,48. Angebote, die richtig glücklich machen. Für noch mehr extrem günstige Preise einfach in einer Action-Filiale vorbeischauen oder in der App stöbern. Action. Kleine Preise. Große Freude.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen. We'll have her coming up right after this.
Attention, students of the Bible. Do you think you know everything there is to know about the good book? Well, think again. Toss aside the King James Version, here comes the Pat Robertson version of the Bible. Yes, self-aggrandizement publishers are proud to announce the Pat Robertson version of the Bible. In the Pat Robertson version of the Bible, you'll learn entirely new interpretations of things you thought you knew. For instance, in the Bible, according to Pat, God meant to say,
an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and a stroke for making concessions to the Palestinians.
And were you aware that according to Pat, one of God's commandments was abridged? Pat argues that God actually intended to say,
thou shalt not kill anyone. Except for certain annoying Venezuelan leaders, they should be taken out by assassins.
In the Pat Robertson version of the Bible, you'll find references to a mean, spiteful, and vindictive God. A God who will get you good if you mess up.
And God set a plague upon the earth, especially directed toward the blue states.
Don't waste another day reading your old store-bought Bible. Get a new and improved Pat Robertson Bible today. It's full of quotes from Jesus as Pat hears them. Your Bible probably says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But Pat's Bible clarifies the golden rule.
Do unto others, and then find some made-up religious reason to justify your actions.
Here's Pat Robertson talking about the Pat Robertson version of the Bible.
And Jesus wasn't really a Jew. That was a typo. It was supposed to say Jesus was a jeweler. He made wonderful rings and necklaces and very nice quality stuff.
The Pat Robertson version of the Bible even contains Pat's unique updated version of Bible stories, like the story of David slaying Darwin and the story of Daniel being thrown into a den of homosexuals. The Pat Robertson version of the Bible is bound in leather because, according to Pat, that's what cows deserve.
This is Pat Robertson. And if you don't buy my new Bible, you're going to burn in hell. And that's what you deserve.
To order your Pat Robertson version of the Bible, just send $3,000 to the 700 Club. The Pat Robertson version of the Bible. Read it today. Because, like Pat says, a narrow mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold dancing somewhat. There's the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair.
Are you a bird? What are you?
There's Jessica Halsner.
Hello.
I'm guessing a flightless bird. Judging by the
Ace Cosby,
the lack of effort put into the wings.
There's Willie Griswold.
I like the movement. It was subtle, not forced.
Nice. I call it the Dodo.
There's Tom Griswold, and it's time to help with relationships. Here's Allie Brainstein.
All right.
This is the Bob and Tom program, and we do have comedian Allie Breen joining us from, as usual, we don't know where. Where are you, Allie?
I'm back in New York.
Okay. Right. Is that your place?
This is Mike's place.
Okay.
Mikey.
Yeah.
Mike the boy. Okay.
At the boy.
The purpose of this program is to help people with love trouble or sexy time.
Yes.
We have some letters. What have you got?
Dear Allie, I have been with my girlfriend for 6 years, and we've always had a great sex life. In the last 6 months, though, we still have a lot of sex, but my girlfriend seems to want to get it over with as quickly as possible. Ah. How do I get her hot and bothered again, and is this a bad sign?
What do you think is going on here, Christy?
Well, I've never lasted for 6 years, so I can't really answer that.
Honest?
Yeah.
I don't think I've had a relationship last past 6 years.
So just for the last 6 months, though, things let's get this over with. You'd have to ask her, I don't know.
I don't know how old she is. Maybe there's some things going on with her hormonally.
Is there stress at work? Have you gotten fat?
Maybe they...
You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want you on top of me for as long.
Yeah. Maybe, so. Yeah.
Maybe they just got a really good cable TV. A lot more channels.
Right.
A lot more... TV has gotten better.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, it Netflix. Sure has, hasn't it?
Oh, it sure has.
Nothing beats... Come on.
Sex?
You guys are going to watch
good
TV
sex?
Over sex?
Oh. Something, yeah.
If it's going to be there after the show, why not?
Oh.
It's a good sign they're still having a lot of sex. That part's good. It's just quicker. I don't know.
Is it quality over quantity? What?
There have been plenty of times where I've been at a bar and, talking up some girl, and then I realize she's complete. I'm like, you're not nearly as interesting as... Tom Clancy. I'm going back home. I'm going back to the hotel room.
There you go.
Where my book is.
Again, to clarify for those of you listening, Tom Clancy is a writer. Josh is not suggesting that he's having sexual congress with Mr. Clancy.
Ladies, be as entertaining as Stephen King, please.
But that's not somebody that you're in a long-term relationship with.
Right, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what the... Yeah, I'm with Josh in this. I don't know what the... There has to be some difference.
Yeah, I would talk to her about it. Because
you got to ask her.
Something going on.
Or start having sex with somebody else.
Well, you can do that.
Oh, jeez.
She's onto something here, yeah.
Right? Or maybe she is.
There you
well,
go.
I'm
not worried
I didn't,
about any of that.
I don't want to say that.
That sounds like what's happening.
Yeah. Talk to her.
That's absolutely.
And you can then talk to her.
You think that's what's happening?
Hey, babe, I've noticed you've been kind of in a rush when we hump.
You're not any good. And I'm like, oh, no.
There are many private detective agencies.
Check.
Let's take our next letter. Allie Breen joins us here in the Bob and Tom Show. What else have we got?
Dear Allie, I have a lot more money than my girlfriend, and she keeps pushing to get married after only dating for 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
After drinking all night, she's been like, hey, we should just run to Vegas now and get married. The rashness of this is making me suspicious. What do you think?
I think you have every right to be suspicious.
I do, too. You can't. Yeah. 6 months?
That's like the honeymoon phase, right?
I think if you think...
That's why she thinks she can get him.
If you're to the point where, gee, what do I think about it? It's gone. Get out. If you're thinking that way, oh, gee.
I say you go,
why
look,
is she saying this?
Honey, I would love to take you to Vegas and get married, but we have to wait 2 weeks. I lost everything, and I just need a couple weeks to try to get the money back. What do you say? And then see how she acts for those next 2 weeks.
We could fly there and put it all on red.
Oh, that is brilliant, Josh.
And then what does she say when you tell her, look, I was just trying to see if you were a gold-digging bitch, so I made all that up.
Well, then she can go, no, I'm just an insane, rushy person.
Yeah.
Rushy.
If she stays with you, just blame the Bob and Tom Show for lying. But if she leaves, you're welcome. Josh gave some great advice. Yeah.
Yes. Tom Show implies no blame or harm. He'll be
okay.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
Five flights of stairs is five flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a four-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Let's go to our next letter. What do we got?
Dear Allie, when I was pregnant and my boobs were huge, my boyfriend was super into it.
Oh, sure.
And we had sex all the time.
Oh, yeah.
After having the baby, we now barely have sex, and it's not for my lack of trying.
No, it's for your lack of boobs.
Yeah. Your bigger boobs.
I'm thinking of surprising him by getting a boob job, but I'm worried about it if it doesn't solve things. Any advice?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, lady, Occam's razor. 2 + 2 = 4. Get bigger boobs. Boom.
Boob it up. Maybe ask him. Just go, hey, but, you know, babe, I haven't been feeling as good about myself. I'm thinking about really getting a boob job. What are your thoughts?
And if he starts salivating, you know you made the right decision.
Yeah. Or if he makes this noise.
This all sounds a little shallow.
Or just get pregnant again.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good idea.
That's a good idea, Allie. It is. Why not? Have more children.
Yes, just turn her into a Pez dispenser.
What? If she wants to.
I throw a baby in her. That'll make
a lot of bad advice coming out of this show today.
Well, that's what we're known for.
Yeah, we're sick of it.
Exactly. That's our trademark.
Ladies.
Yeah, what did they do before she got pregnant? They must have had maybe...
Yeah.
I feel for this guy. I'm tired of women getting pregnant and then not keeping those big boobs. I don't know what your problem is,
ladies.
You
thought a lot about this, Josh?
Oh my gosh.
Keep them filled.
Keep them filled.
Like a Brita. You want it filled.
You don't walk around with an empty Brita.
No.
Oh, goodness.
Selfish lady.
Well, let's try another one. Let's see what we can.
Once he got a taste of it, there was no going back. Mm. All right, dear Allie. What is with the move that guys do when they shove their tongue in your ear and think that it's hot? It's like a wet willy. Do they think women like that, or am I mistaken, and do women actually like it?
I think this might just be a one woman liked it at one time in his life, yeah. So he's trying to play the hits. He thinks that's a good move for him.
Yep, you just got to tell him, hey, I don't like it.
Some people do like it.
Guys are totally fine with being that's told that a woman doesn't like... When a woman says, I don't like that... It doesn't bother guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't be afraid to speak up if you don't like something.
Right.
Unless he is like that, then he'll get mad. And
well, then you don't need to be with the guy.
Then it'll break up.
Yeah. And maybe he's just
doesn't
practicing.
Doesn't it make a guy insecure or it doesn't do anything? You're totally fine with it? There's no insecurity?
I love being like, told, hey, you know what? I don't like that. And I go, okay, good. I'm not going to waste either.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but those cuffs aren't coming off. And I have to keep the door open to keep the light on in the ceiling of my car.
That's right. If you cuff her and close the door, she panics. If you cuff her and keep the door open, she feels like there's a room for escape.
Yes.
Yeah, but then your car's doing that ding, ding, ding.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so sorry.
Tell him you don't like it.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Maybe just look around.
It sounds like she's had more than one.
Tell him to do that elsewhere.
Yeah. As a guy, have you guys ever done that move? She's making it sound like it's an epidemic.
No, but I've had women just stick their tongue in my ear, but I don't mind it, so... I don't ever use Q-tips, so it actually helps me out.
Oh, nice.
You don't clean your ears after every shower? Come on.
No, I wait until some hirony broad comes over and Scoobies my ear canal out.
You like him to give it a good big...
I want her to try to go through to the other side.
Hey, get over here, Q-tip.
I'm waiting until I have to go, a lot. Yeah. Okay, I clean them out. Good.
Allie, more letters, please.
Dear Allie, my girlfriend insists on being super over affectionate with me at social and work functions.
Oh, God.
She thinks it's cute. I think it shows she's insecure and annoying as hell. How do I make her stop without hurting her feelings?
Break up. You don't like her.
No, in public, the next time she gets overly affectionate, this works every time, you grab her by the shoulders and you shake the hell out of her.
No. What are you trying to do?
I thought you were going to say push her in a certain direction to be more affectionate.
Well, you're embarrassing me.
Oh, Tom, have you ever shaked a woman in public?
No.
No. You're a good man.
Yeah, I mean, you sure as hell wouldn't admit it on the radio.
No, this is...
You don't like public affection,
yeah,
do you?
Room.
It's a sign of insecurity.
Did you say get she's just
room?
Competing. She's trying to show off what she's got.
Right. She's yep. marking her territory.
You don't like public affection either?
No, that's fine. But I believe this guy. She's totally overdoing it.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely saying, hey, this is mine. Leave him alone.
Maybe pick her up and carry her around.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Like a bowling ball.
Yeah, one of those baby Bjorns.
Can you hold my drink? I'm going to carry her around for the rest of the night.
Like a bowling ball.
That's right.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, that's okay. Never a good look.
Okay, good. All right, let's keep going. We've been a lot of help so far.
All these people. All
right. Absolutely. Dear Allie, my girlfriend has a girl's night out once a week since the pandemic, and she dresses super slutty.
Yeah, she does.
I love when she dresses that way for me, but I know when she's out with the girls, she's getting tons of male attention. Is it wrong for me to be upset by that and ask her not to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
She's coming home to you, man. Mm. She's not doing anything wrong.
Right. She's got to look as good as the girl she's going out with, too. It's you kind of get dressed up for each other.
Girls mm-hmm. do that. They get dressed for each other, not for guys.
Yes, yeah. True. Please listen
absolutely.
To that.
Absolutely.
That is absolutely right. True.
You're good, man. She loves you. She's coming home to you.
But yeah, Josh, she's coming home to you as the X-rated producer for a husband mentality. She's coming home to you. She's making love to all those guys, but she loves you. Don't worry about
she
it.
She only kisses you on the lips.
Right.
She's the Bill Macy's.
Yeah. Man, Robert Schimmel had a wonderful bit about that. porn stars say, well, I never kiss the guys I work with. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
Thank God you're not kissing them.
Yeah. You're wet everywhere else. Sorry. We have time for one more letter, Allie.
Oh, my goodness.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend is really flirty with my friends, but he really thinks he's just being nice. I've tried to tell him about it, but he doesn't stop. He compliments them all the time, and it makes me feel a lot less special. Is it wrong? Can he really not tell the difference between nice and flirty, or is he just messing with me?
Can I tell you? He knows what he's doing. Okay.
Let's just say yeah, her name is Shirley, and he looks at her, Shirley's friend, and goes, wow, that outfit's a lot nicer than Shirley's.
Yeah, that would be...
Then you've got a problem.
That would be obvious.
That'd be a big problem.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that whole negging thing where he's doing it on purpose to get her more on board.
Negative attention, yeah.
Yeah, but she is already on board. Huh.
Does he just have to be desirable, like get on their good side where he's sucking up, or... I don't know. I would hate that. Mm-hmm. I'd be so mad.
Maybe it's just in case she gets hit by a bus tomorrow.
I guess.
She's got a backup.
I got a few inroads with all of her friends.
Just try complimenting his friends and stuff. Do it right back and see how he handles it.
Oh, guys, don't care.
Or just say, hey, look, cut it out.
Oh, you're so
yeah,
wrong.
She's tried. I don't know what to do here.
When people flirt, they know they're flirting. Okay? Come on.
You think
so
that's
what's
right?
the point of yeah, doing it in I front of your girlfriend?
Right. You're just being... Hey, you.
Hey, Elroy, put your pants back on and stop talking to her.
I'm not flipping my hair.
You can be nice and you don't have to necessarily
exactly.
be flirty. Come on.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Okay.
But you think it's true some guys really don't know the difference, or you think that they always know?
Show some respect for your girlfriend, sir. Please.
Yeah.
Come on. Gosh.
Make her feel special.
Yeah.
Everything in front of... She's your everything in front of everyone every time.
I can't speak to this. I don't know if her friend's boobs are bigger.
Yeah, how big are those boobs?
There are differing opinions. Right. There's mine, and then there's Josh's.
So, yeah.
Or she's got, like,
maybe
really
she should bring her least attractive friend and see if he's flirty with her.
Yeah.
Or the attractive one.
Is that a third eye? Oh, no, it's just a zit. Okay.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Klinenberg.
Everything up until this point has been an outside look at the World Cup, and now we're giving people an inside look. It is just total pressure cooker.
Watching flags come out of little plastic balls is like the epitome of everything that I love. And the World Cup is everything. It's why I became a soccer fan.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.